"Oh, dreadful," cried Middleton, catching Inez to his bosom, under the instant impression of the imminence of their danger. "There is no time to lose, old man. Each instant is a day. Let us fly." "Whither?" demanded the trapper, motioning him with calmness and dignity to arrest his steps. "In this wilderness of grass and reeds, we are like a vessel in the broad lakes without a compass. A single step on the wrong course might prove the destruction of us all. It is seldom danger is so pressing that there is not time enough for reason to do its work. Young officer, therefore, let us await its biddings." "For my part," said Paul Hoover. That's all right. "For my part," said Paul Hoover, looking about him with an unequivocal expression of concern, "I acknowledge that should this dry bed of weeds get fairly into flame, a bee would have to make a flight higher than common to prevent his wings from being scorched. Therefore, old trapper, I agree with the captain and say mount and run." "Ye are wrong, ye are wrong. Man is not a beast to follow the gift of instinct and to snuff up his knowledge by a taint in the air or a rumbling in the ground. But he must see and reason and then conclude. So follow me a little to the left, where there is a rising in the ground, whence we may make our reconnoiterings." The old man waved his hand with authority and led the way, without further parlance, to the spot he had indicated, followed by the whole of his alarmed companions. An eye less practiced than that of the trapper might have failed in discovering the gentle elevation to which he alluded, and which looked on the surface of the meadow like a growth a little taller than common.